guys. It's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I wanted to do a super quick video. I wanted to respond to a question that I actually did to Scott a little while ago in regards to farmers markets and the fees that are sometimes associated with selling through a farmers market. Just to understand across the board, you have to know that farmers markets are, they're kind of self-regulating when it comes to fees, okay? When they are operating within a state and there is food being sold there, they do have to, of course, abide by the state and federal regulations in regards to packaging, labeling and such. All of those still come into play and they still have to be followed when you are in farmers markets. But you got to keep in mind that farmers markets are in the business to make money as well for themselves. So whoever owns the farmers market can dictate how much the fees will be at each farmer's market. Some of them are fee-free, and they are just people who have a large space of land, and they want you to open up there and sell whatever you want on the weekends. That's fine. But the majority of them, to be honest with you, yes, they do charge a fee. Now, there's a couple of different ways that they operate. Farmer's markets either will charge you a flat fee, and they'll say, look, you can have a 10-foot by 10-foot tent. I need you to be there between, 7 o'clock for setup. We open up at 8, and then you need to tear down your tent at a certain period of time when we close, okay? And what they're going to do is they'll say, I'm going to charge you a flat fee up front. It's $35 a day for the booth. Maybe it's $100. Or they also offer a way of actually taking a percentage of the sales that you make throughout the day. So if you're making $200 or $300 in a day, and they say, look, we take 2% of all sales or all transactions, whatever that may be. Those are traditionally the two ways, from my understanding and my own experience, the two ways that they will charge a vendor when you set up there to sell your product, okay? So you want to find that out. You want to check with whoever is running or managing. You may not necessarily come in contact with the owner of the property or the owner of the farmer's market. They normally have a manager there or somebody who can talk to you about that, but touch base with them and find out. Now, the good thing is, this actually question is in regards to someone who lives in California. California has an enormous amount of farmers markets, and they are pretty spread out all over the entire state. I actually have a family member who operated a hot dog stand for quite some time there and hit up a lot of different events. Something else to think about when you're selling under the certain types of Class A or Class B, whichever license that may be that you are selling, specifically the one that falls where you can have the ability to sell in farmers markets and other events, try to think outside the box. Farmers markets are great. Yes, they are in abundance. We are approaching kind of a winter season, fall season now. So there's a lot of fall events and such. But keep in mind that there's other types of events, okay? And as long as you are selling directly to your customer, you are doing the transaction, they give you the money, and you give them the product, you're still abiding by and you're still following the cottage food laws if that is the type of law that is followed under your type of business. Of course, if you're in a commercial setting and you're in a commercial facility, you can take your product anywhere you want and sell it to whomever you want. But if you're doing a cottage kitchen setup and you are making a product, farmers markets are great, like I said, but I don't want to tell you to limit yourself to that. There's a lot of different sporting events. There's a lot of craft shows. There's a lot of different types of events that fall under the fact, under the laws of the cottage food laws, so that would allow you to go to different types, okay? Farmers markets, again, are fantastic. The only thing you want to think of is that in most cases, when you go to these larger events, what they'll actually do is just charge you a flat fee. The one thing about, depending upon, of course, how that farmers market is operating, if it's charging you a percentage, some of the events that charge a flat fee would be cheaper, because if you went through $1,000 or $2,000 worth of product and they're charging a percentage, you may end up being charged more than you would be if it is a flat fee type of farmer's market. So hopefully that makes sense. Basically, they just charge you a flat amount. You can sell as much as you want. Those are kind of the better routes depending upon what the actual percentage is that some of the farmer's markets will charge. So I hope that breaks it down to you, breaks down the fee schedule, the fees that they normally will charge, if any. And then just keep in mind that if you go out and you try to find farmers markets and you get, let's say, 5 of them that you're interested in, and 2 or 3 of them have really high fees, but a couple others have either fee-free or there's a very minimal amount, I would definitely just go to those first. The reason being is that if you don't have experience or you've never experienced setting up a booth, and of course, transacting business through farmers markets, if you've never experienced that, Try to go to the least expensive ones first, inexpensive ones, okay? Because that's just going to give you experience, and that's right when you start off with. That's actually much more important than making a huge profit off the bat. And that may sound a little odd coming from an entrepreneur, but right off the bat, you want to get experience and understand how it is transacting and interacting with your customers. Physically setting up your booth and all of that, getting the things right, getting your sign up, you know, all of those things are really important, because as you do bigger and bigger events, you can set up more efficiently. You can tear it down more efficiently when you leave for the day. You can also understand the actual, like I said, the experience of just operating a farmer's market booth if you've never done it before. The reason being is if you went to a farmer's market and they charge you $100, but you think you're going to sell a few thousand dollars in product and you only sell a couple $100, and setting up and all took longer, tearing down took much longer than you expected, and all of that comes into play when you do your first few events. It's not going to be something that's pleasant or enjoyable, and you may not want to do it again. So you definitely want to enjoy doing this. You definitely want to experience the process from start to finish. And that being said, you want to understand the setup, the transacting, the actual business throughout the day, the taking down of the product, and all that that comes involved with it, okay? So I hope that helps you out. And of course, if it does, please do give me a big thumbs up. If you have any questions about farmers markets or how you can operate a booth at a farmers market or fees and such, do let me know down below in the description. And again, if you know anybody who can benefit from my videos or my channel, please do let them know. I appreciate all the subscribers, and I appreciate you guys watching my channel. So have a good day, and thanks, guys.